We've been looking at the fullback situation for quite a while, and we just felt that it was an option we wanted to look at on Saturday night. Damien has been on the panel for quite a while now, and played very well on 21 level, and played well with St Finn Mars as well in the championship. So we feel he's worth having a look at on Saturday night. Hope it works out for him.
Yeah, and a great physical presence back there as well, isn't it?
Well, very much so, yeah. But again, it's a big step up for Damien, and I'm sure it'll go very well for him because he's a great player with great potential, we feel. And again, a number of players are very unlucky not to be starting and unlucky to lose out. But I mean, that's part of the panel we're trying to build. And we just hope that we can develop that panel to make sure that we've competition in every line really for places.
Is so many games in such a short space of time as well a bit of a factor in the decision?
It is a bit too, yeah, because the game Saturday night is coming on fairly fast from last Saturday night, and we want to look at a few lines where we feel we can improve on. And again, there's no bad mark to the players who were left out or anything like that. It's just that there are a number of players on the panel who have been, you know, very close to starting in the past, and they have gotten opportunities, so we're just changing it around slightly for Saturday night.
What were your overall feelings about last Saturday night?
As I said after the game, I think the scoreline flattered us slightly, but in the end it was a fairly comfortable win. We won by 7 points and missed a penalty and, you know, things like that. So I was pleased overall that it's a difficult game always after you lose in the championship, and the qualifier route is always difficult to start out on.
It's a bit flat kind of thing.
It can be a bit flat, but I mean, the crowd certainly got behind us, which was a big help, and I'm very pleased now that that the players responded well in the end, certainly, and it was quite a comprehensive win in the end.
And just a word on a few individuals from the other day. Anthony Nash, he settled in quite well, and so it's two great scores. That's a good option to have as well.
Yeah, Anthony's done very, very well. He's settled in well, playing with great confidence, and the points from Freeze are a bonus. They're not something I really factor into the equation, but his goalkeeping has been excellent, and we're very pleased with him.
And I suppose Patrick Horgan led by example as captain, and another great tally for him the other day.
Yeah, Patrick has done very well. He was vice-captain, as you know, and he's really showing great leadership qualities, and his return last Saturday was absolutely brilliant, I thought, and we're very, very pleased with him, I must say.
Just to feel this on the younger players, because I saw a stat the other day that I think 9 of the players were 23 or younger on the starting team, which is unbelievable. Have you noticed that the more minutes they get, the more they're kind of adapting to championship mode?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we didn't sit down and particularly look at their age profile or anything like that. It's just that we're looking at developing a panel, I suppose, with half an eye on the future, certainly. But I mean, the younger players are doing very, very well, and that's very encouraging for the future of Cork, I think.
Yeah, was there anything in particular this week that you worked on that you were disappointed with last week?
I suppose a number of things. I suppose the level of intensity that we had against Tipperary certainly probably wasn't there on the night, and that's something we were slightly concerned about, that we hope we can improve on against Wexford, and we'll have to if we're going to go any further, because the further it goes on, the harder the games get, and we'll really have to be on our toes on Saturday night. Wexford will be another dangerous opponent, same as Offaly were, and if you're not ready or up to the level of intensity for it, you could pay the penalty.
I know a lot of people thought it was a matter of how much you beat Offaly by, and I know there's been a bit of talk about that about Wexford as well, so what would you be expecting from Wexford?
I don't look at those options about how much you beat teams by. We're in no position certainly to be overconfident against anybody, and where we're coming from, we're very well down the rankings, so I'd be expecting a very, very difficult game. I'm sure Wexford will look at it and give themselves a very good chance of beating us, the same as Offaly did last Saturday night. So it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's all to play for.
What sort of assessment have you done on them?
Well, we're doing quite a bit of work on it now. We're looking at their games they've played in the past, and we'll do some analysis on them, and hopefully we can learn something from that.
And just on that assessment, is there any lines or any particular individuals who stood out for you?
Not particularly. I wouldn't be going into it at this stage anyway, certainly, but we know Wexford of old, they can be dangerous opponents. I'm sure they, as I said already, they're like Offaly. They'll look at us now as being a bit vulnerable, and they'll certainly target some of our players, I'm sure, the same as we'll do the same to them.
Yeah, and I suppose dangerous in a way, because Cork would be billed as big favourites for the game, so they maybe have not much to lose, I suppose, can go for it.
Exactly, and the same as Offaly last Saturday night. I mean, everybody went on the park last Saturday night, I think, expecting Cork to win very, very easily. And again, in my experience, championship matches are never like that. These are difficult games, good opponents who are difficult to beat, and as I said, we're in no position to be overconfident as anybody.
Yeah, and just to get away from Cork for a second, I suppose, did you sit down and watch the Galway and Kilkenny game on Sunday?
I did indeed, yeah. It was an amazing result. I mean, I suppose, looking at Kilkenny, it was a bit like the league final for us in reverse for them. I mean, they were shell-shocked early on, and I think in a game like that, when you go so far behind early on, you just never get over a rut, and it was extraordinary, really. Galway were fantastic on the day, and some of their score-taking and their movement was brilliant, I thought, and Joe Canning was exceptional, really.
Yeah, and I suppose it's kind of interesting to have them in the qualifying route now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big change. Everyone had Kilkenny penciling as raging favourites, but hurling can always do that to you. I mean, we went up to the league final full of hope and confidence, and we got an eye-opener, but it can happen any day, I think, and hopefully we can learn from our mistakes, and I'm sure Kilkenny will bounce back, very dangerous opponents as well.
Do you think it's good for the game, a result like that it can happen?
I suppose hurling is always changing. I mean, you'd never rule out that kind of result, and on the day they were absolutely full value for it, and I think it's good for the game, certainly, yeah. Pity it wasn't us who beat them.